So we're starting an Advent series this week. And to help you with that, here's an introduction to the series called He Came. Well, there you go. And so today, the first in the series, and He came. And because He came, there is a gift that comes in Christmas. And we're going to read Luke chapter 2, well-known passage, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And I'm reading from the NIV. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom God's favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So today's the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of the Christmas season. But here's a question. What do we mean when we say it's Christmas? And perhaps I think the best definition of that can be found in this passage that we just read, in that amazing song from the heavenly host. When they say, "It's Christmas, so glory to God in the highest heaven. It's Christmas, and on earth, peace." To those people, and our translation misses that. In the Greek, it uses the word anthropos, which means people. You know it from anthropology. And on earth, peace to those people on whom God's favor rests. And you know, as I read that, I thought to myself, yeah, here's the old adage that is so true. Familiarity breeds contempt. Because I know this passage so well that I kind of just read right over it until I said, stop, have a look at it again. Because it's kind of in the one ear, out the other. Did you notice when we read this that it uses the word people and God's favor in the same sentence. And you say, yeah, so what? Well, here's the thing. There are many folks that say, this is not correct. This translation is incorrect. Because when you read it this way, it's an overestimation of these beings called people. Because they say, when you look at people, they're often quite the opposite of love and compassion. You'll find more of a selfishness and a recklessness when it comes to God's favor in their lives. So they say, we need to translate this in a different way. And it's very interesting. Even a man like Eugene Peterson got this wrong. And I'm not afraid to say he got it wrong. Go read the Greek text. But not only Eugene, even the early Latin translation from the Greek, they decided this cannot be. You can't talk about people like this. So they changed it. And so if you read the Latin translation, it says, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those people who live graciously towards the Lord. That shifts the focus, right? It shifts the focus to people. Good people doing good things to impress God. But if you get it wrong that way, you miss the whole message of Christmas. Because in Christmas, God came. God came into this world in Jesus Christ, His Son. And when God came into this world, He invited all of us, just as we are, to come and stand under the showers of God's grace, God's favor, God's goodwill. Can I tell you something about this word that we translate with favor? In the Greek, it's the word eudokia. It's actually made up out of two sections. The word eu, it's eu, which means good in Greek, and dokeo, which means to think. You also know the eu when you think of the word eulogy, eu, good, and logos, word, good words. But eudokia, just think of this, good thoughts. When I come stand before God, God thinks good thoughts of me. God thinks good things of me. And when God thinks good things of me, God's favor is showered upon me. That is the message, the gift of Christmas. But who can do that? Well, let me tell you something. All of us. You're saying, really? All of us? Yes. Let me ask you, have you sinned? Well, welcome. Have you messed up badly? Welcome. Have you backslided? Welcome. Are you feeling lost? Welcome. Are you struggling with your faith? Are you maybe at that point where you don't even know if your faith is still working? Welcome. Come stand under the showers of God's favor, so it can pour over you. And you're saying to me, Aubrey, how can you say that? How can you say that we're all broken sinners invited? Well, just read the story, right? Can I take you back to verse 10 for a second? When this heavenly host appears and the angel appears with them, what's the words he says? Here's some good news that'll bring great joy. For who? For all the good people, for all the amazing people, for all the impressive people, for all the people who've never sinned? No, no, no. I'm bringing you good news of amazing, great joy for all people. Because think of it when you read the story. Who are the first people that hear the good news and that go and see God's Son? It's the shepherds. Can you remember what I told you about the shepherds before? Who were they? They were the outcasts. They were the vagabonds. They were the ones who were not seen. They could not even go to court and stand up as a witness. They were not trusted as a witness. And God says, you're the first people, because that's how God's favor works. Who are the first people that come to worship the Lord Jesus? Those with their highly polished halos and all their vestments walking on a cloud, if those existed. No. It's pagan astrologers. You see, my friends, that's this amazing thing about Christmas. The people that God invites to come, when he comes in his son, Jesus Christ, and the people that Jesus invites, they're not the people that the world would invite. They're the sinners and the tax collectors and the lost and the broken and the outcast, those who are not seen, but God sees. And he lets them stand under the showers of his grace. And here's the amazing thing about this. Despite the fact that God knows everything about me, he knows the things that I don't want anyone else to know. He knows when I sin. He knows when I mess up. He knows when I'm doing all kinds of stuff that shouldn't be happening. He knows that. And despite God knowing that, God invites me to come and stand under the showers of God's favor and God's grace. That's what we call the good news of Jesus Christ. So here's the thing. Come stand under those showers of God's favor. And when you come, come surrender yourself and repent and say, Father, here I am. Father, I was lost, but I want you to find me. Father, I sinned, and I don't know what to do with that. Father, forgive me. Father, I messed up. I am so sorry about that. Father, I struggled with my faith, and I don't know what to do with that. And when we come and we stand, and God showers his favor upon us, and he thinks those good things about us, that's the moment that my whole life changes. Will you take that? That's the gift that comes in Jesus Christ in Christmas. Let me make this practical for you. I'm privileged. My one little grandson lives in my house. And every now and then, I have the privilege to babysit little buddy boy. And when nap time comes, when we've had our lunch in the afternoon, I take him to his room and we go sit in the rocking chair. And little buddy boy comes and he puts his little head on my chest, always on this side where my heart is. And we take his little blanket and we put the little blanket over him. And he snuggles up. And we sit there and I rock him in the chair. And he falls fast asleep in his grandfather's arms. And when he's asleep, I pick him up, take him to his bed. And I lie him down and I cover him with his little blanket. And I give him a kiss on his head and I say, I love you. You're so precious to God. You know what? Every time I see that, I see the image of God's favor. Because when I stand under God's favor, it's God picking me up and putting me against his heart and covering me with the blanket of his compassion and his care and his favor, and he holds me against his heart and I hear his heartbeat for me. And God kisses me on my head, and in that moment I know he's my Father and his favor rests upon me. When I say that, it has nothing to do with sentimentality or the obtrusive sounds that come to us through Christmas time, through all the stores. Because before God could pick me up and hold me and put this blanket around me. God's Son had to leave his heavenly place and become an earthly being like me and be wrapped in cloths in a little manger where we had no room for him so God could hold me. Before God could wrap me in this blanket and hold me against his heart and shower me with his favor, God's Son had to be wrapped in burial cloths and put in a grave. Before God could shower me with his favor, his Son would have to be wounded for my transgressions. Before God could kiss me on my head, his Son had to die alone on a cross without his Father there. That's the gift that comes in Christmas. No wonder. No wonder that heavenly host can't help but say, "It's Christmas. Glory to God in the highest who did this for you. It's Christmas. Peace on earth for you in your life and your heart when you stand under the showers of God's favor. Peace for those on whom God's favor rests." That's why he came. And that's the gift of Christmas. Amen. Father God, thank you for coming to us in Christmas in Jesus. Thank you for the song that reminds us of what this is really all about. You came to glorify yourself and to bring a new peace in our lives that goes beyond comprehension, even when things are hard and difficult. For we stand under the blessing of your favor. Thank you for doing that. And in a moment, we will see your favor when we sit at the table and we are gifted by your body and by your blood that reminds us he came so that God's favor can rest upon you. We glorify you, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
No palace worthy of our King. Too many walls to keep him in. But a mansion worthy of this Son was a stable that said welcome. A journey on a starry the wisest ones followed the light. They gathered round the Holy One who was born to love and lead us home. Hark, the herald angels sing. Hear the sound and reserve, just come, 'cause Jesus eats with everyone. A child who is the King of Kings, who made a way of grace for sin, our humble Savior gave. So we'd be seated with the Lord. Hark, the herald angels sing. With
Welcome to the communion of Advent. On the first Sunday of Advent, we always celebrate communion. So I hope you have your bread and your grape juice or whatever you're going to use ready at home. I hope you took time to get it together if you didn't have it yet as we celebrate at the Lord's table. So what we're going to do is I'm going to lead you in a short prayer. And then I'm also going to lead you in a creed. And we're not going to do the Apostles' Creed today. This is a creed that I wrote for you 3-4 years ago that we do every Christmas on this communion. I called it a Christmas creed. And it's going to be on your screen so you can say it with me. And I invite you to say it with me when we get to that point in the prayer. So would you please pray with me? Father God, in Jesus Christ, you came into this world so that we might stand under your favor. Today, as we stand, sit, kneel at this table with the bread and with the wine, the signs of the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the gift that came in Christmas, that brings us your peace, changes our lives forever. Thank you for the gift of the bread and the wine that you bless in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Today, Lord, as we celebrate this feast, we would like to profess our faith in the following words, and we're all going to say this together. I believe in Jesus Christ, a descendant of Abraham with whom God made a covenant, and of David, the great king of Israel. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, the woman who brought Jesus into the world. I believe in Jesus Christ, whose birth was announced by Gabriel, God's angel, and who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, who received the name Jesus because he would save his people from their sins, and the name Emmanuel, to be God with us. I believe in Jesus Christ, who was appointed by God to be born in Bethlehem with Augustus and Quirinius' knowledge. Along with Mary, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, because he has done great things for me. Along with the Magi who offered gold, frankincense, and myrrh, I present myself to God in gratitude. He who became flesh and dwelt among us. With the shepherds, I'm amazed by the heavenly choir and their hymn of peace. And with the angels, I rejoice, saying, this is good news for all people. For today, in the town of David, the Savior was born. The Messiah will save people from their sins. The child in the manger, the man who would fulfill his calling on a wooden cross. I believe in Jesus. Amen. On the night that the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he sat with his disciples. And as they were sitting there and the moment was coming, the Lord Jesus took bread. And he looked at them, and then he broke the bread, and he says, this is my body that is broken for you. This is my body that is broken so that you will never be broken, so that you may live in relationship with God and be showered by my Father's favor. And as he broke the bread, he took the bread and he said, take this bread, each one of you, and eat. For this is for you, a perfect redemption of all of your sins. So take this bread and eat the body of Christ. Lord, thank you for this moment as we remember the birth of our Lord Jesus, but as we are reminded that that which started in a wooden manger would end with a wooden cross. Thank you for your body that was broken so that we may be made whole. In your precious name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. After the meal, the Lord Jesus took the cup and he said, this cup is the new covenant that is made in my blood. So take this cup and drink, each one of you. And as you drink this cup, remember that my blood was spilt for you, for a perfect redemption of all of your sin and all of your brokenness. So take this cup and drink, each one of you. This is the blood of Christ. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were nailed to that cross, and your precious blood flowed from that cross so that it could flow over us and wash us and cleanse us and make us brand new. Thank you that in these moments we are reminded of that, of the truth of that. Thank you for your precious blood, Lord Jesus. Amen. To end our time together here at the table of the Lord, we're going to say thank you for these amazing gifts. And as part of our Thanksgiving prayer to the Lord, we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer, and I'd like to invite you to pray this prayer with me. So let's bow our heads and let's pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of the great deeds that the Lord has done for you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for the Lord overwhelms us with his grace and his goodness and his favor. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for when the Lord thinks of me, the Lord thinks good things of me. Thank you for the gift of this table. So in these moments, Lord, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.